Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur, Rambam, Hilchos Malachim, Perek Vav, Halacha Dalet. This is the second shiur in the second series, talking about Kriya L'Shalom by the Sheva Amimin, by Amalek. In the previous shiur, we saw a slew of kashas, and now we're continuing, based again, Moreinu V'Rabbeinu Moreinu L'Shmo L'Zichro Tavis Nefesh Hagaon HaGadol Rav David Zetzal. Anachnu lomdim b'Rashi, בפרשת חוקת, בפירושו על התורה, במדבור פרק חוף א', פוסק חוף בייס, שבמלחמס זיין עממין לא נצטבו לפתוח להם בשלוין. That Rashi's Shita is, as we've seen, we mentioned it in the previous year from the Malbim, I quoted him, that Rashi's Shita is that when it comes to the war of the seven nations, we are not commanded to open up and offer them peace. And so is Shitas HaRaivid in Halacha Hey here in Perek Vav. And that's Pashtus, Divrei HaSifri, in the Pasuk, Kukisik Rav El Ir, that the Sifri says that we're talking about a Melchemes Rishus. Like Rashi notes in Parshas Shoftim, Perek Chof, Pasuk Yud. Ulefize, Hashvu'ah, Lagiv Onim, Haita Levatel et HaMitzvah, V'lo chai leklal. So when they made a shvua to the Givonim, not to wage war against them, when the Givonim tricked the Jews, and they made a shvua not to wage war against them, that was a shvua that we made to be mevatel the mitzvah of waging war against them, and memeila it's not chal. V'kashe me'amivuar b'gemara b'mesechet gitin b'daf memvav. Deha shvua lo chai lerak mishum דאמרי מארץ רחוקה, ולא היו מארץ רחוקה. והבה לי שבוע בתוס, עין שם ברשי, דיבור המסחר ורבונון. וטייפקלי כנל, דבלאו הכי לא חי לשבוע. זאת אומרת, אנחנו רואים בגמרא שהסיבה שהשבוע לא חלה, the Gemara says, the reason שבוע is not חל, doesn't take effect, is because they said we're from a faraway land, and they weren't from a faraway land, so the whole שבוע is בתוס. אבל זה לא הסיבה. הסיבה שהשבועה לא חלה צריכה להיות פשוט that it's they're of the Sheva Amimin. Not because they lied and they said they're from an Eretz Rechoika. But because it's not chal, because it's a Shavua Levata Lissa Mitzvah. That you don't offer peace to the Sheva Amimin. אז בתויספס שם, בדיבור המתחיל קייבון, הם הוכיחו מזה שגם בשבעה ממין חיילה השבועה. בסדר, so תויספס says that by the Sheva Amimin the Shavua is chal. But it's a kasha לדעס רשי. That by the Shiva Amimin, there's no Kriya L'Shalom. So if there's no Kriya L'Shalom, then the whole Shavua shouldn't be Chal because of that, because it's against the mitzvah. It's a Shavua Levanish Balabatel is a mitzvah. This is discussed by the Dina Dechai al Asmag, Be'esen Kuf Yud Ches. Vegam, Tzarich Leva'er, Mashakotev Arayvid Lahalan Balachahei. Shagimul Ksovim, that when Yoshua sent three different letters before they came into Eretz Yisrael, you know, if you want to make peace. If you want to run away, run away. And if you want to fight, then fight. So these three letters, according to the Raivid, is only before they passed over the Yarden. And so writes the Mizrahi in Parshas Chukas, the Das Rashi. ואין בזה בתויס וסויטה למד, הרמד בייס דיבור המסך ורבויס, וכיוון שאין דין בקושר שלום, במלחמס רשוס. Since there's no din of בקושר שלום when it comes to a מלחמס מצווה, not a מלחמס רשוס, when it comes to a מלחמס מצווה, according to the Raivid and Rashi, as we've seen, that the whole din of Bakasha Shalom is only when it comes to a Melchemes Rishus. But now when it comes to a Melchemes Mitzvah, so why is Yehoshua sending these letters? They have a din that you have to kill them. So what's Yehoshua sending letters or offering them peace? Even though it's before they passed over the Yarden, but still. Ma kol ha-matara shel ha-mechtavim ha-elu? ובפרט שבמדרש רבה ובמדרש תנחומה, שכבר הבאנו לאל בשיעורים שלנו על הלכה א', ראינו שנאמר דין זה של בקושה שלום, קיים יהושע בשליחת הכתבים. So we see in the Medrash that this din of Bakasha Shalom, you know why he's sending these letters? Because he's Makayim Bakasha Shalom. But according to Rashi and the Ravid, it's not a kiyum of Bakasha Shalom, because there's no din of Bakasha Shalom by Melchemes Mitzvah. אז יש פה עניין אחר. אז מה כל המטרה, מה כל הסיבה, מה כל התכלית של, של, של שליחת המכתבים האלו, העקרות האלו? To say, make peace, run away, you have a din, you go in and you kill them. What's the point of sending these letters? ומצד שני, בספר גור אריה של המערל, בפרשת שופטים, שם בסוף דבריו בסוג זין, הוא הביא מזה ראיה לדעת רשי, שדים לא יקיין, מייקו משמלון, דקיים יהושע מצס עשי שבתוירה. ובעל כוחנו, שאינו אל רשוס, וזהו החידוש במייסי יהושע. ואין גם כן בדין את חי שם שכוסף גם כן שאינו אל רשוס בקרי הקודם מלחומה. בעין שם דבחי גבנו לא בוי מס ועבדוס. ואינו מובן מה שייך בזה רשוס. ויקי בזה מצווס עשי לא יסחי הכל נשמה. ואם לא הופק הדין זה על ידי פרשס קרי לשלם, מייך יתסי שלא להורגו. אז יש פה קושי גדול. ומערל wants to bring a ראי לדעס רשי that Rashi is correct that when it comes to a melchemes mitzvah, there is no din of kriya l'shalom, only a melchemes rishus, and that's the chiddush here of the Rambam, based on the Chazal, that Yeshua sent these letters. Because otherwise, what's the chiddush that Yeshua did a mitzvah in the Torah? It's pashut he did a mitzvah in the Torah. So the answer is then it's obviously not a mitzvah in the Torah. Kriya l'shalom by the Shiva Amamin is obviously not a mitzvah in the Torah, like Rashi holds. It's only a mitzvah when it comes to melchemes rishus. But not when it comes to a melchemes mitzvah. So that's a raya for Rashi that it's only Rishus, and that's the Chiddush in Ma'aseh Yehoshua. And also the Din HaDechayi writes that it's only Rishus b'kriya kodem melchama. So it's hard to understand, and he talks there about whether you require Ma'aseh v'Avdus in such a case. But where it's not being done mitzad the mitzvah to call out l'shalom, but it's only a rishus. But it's hard to understand. What do you mean rishus? If there's a mitzvah to kill them, then there's no rishus. You have no rishus to call out l'shalom. Then there's a mitzvah lo sechai kol neshama. So if this din of lo sechai kol neshama isn't mufka, isn't overridden by the kriya l'shalom, then mehechi teisi that we shouldn't kill them. So what's the rishus over here? So on one hand we have a kasha, that why did Yeshua send these letters? If there's no mitzvah kriya l'shalom, what's the point of sending these letters? On the other hand, if it's no chiddush himself, of course he keeps mekayim the mitzvah, so then the chiddush is that there's no mitzvah, there's no chiyuv to send these letters when it's a melchemes mitzvah, and he sent them only to rishus, that's the chiddush. So mehechi teisi you have rishus to make peace with them. There's a mitzvah l'sechaya kol neshama. והדברים תמוהים ומתמיהים. ובספרי, שם בפסוק י' ח' והובה ברשי על התורה, ומה שכתוב כי החרים תחרימים למען אשר לא ילמדו, מלמד שאם עשו תשובו, אין נהרוגין, וכן הוא בסוגיס הגימור ובסויטו, בדף למד ה' עמד בייז, והוא מפורש בגיטן דף מם ה' עמד א', שעקום שקיבל עליו של אלה בדבר זורו, נאמר עליו עמך ישב וכו'. ומזה כשהוא התויסס בגיטן, בדיבור המאס חלקי ומדף ממבוב, לשיטו שם הקל במשול מזיין אמן ונהרוגים. אז יש רשי, רשי says, when it says, כי אחרים, אחרים הם, you should kill them in order that you don't learn their ways, but, so the whole word is that you don't learn their ways, you don't learn their dastardly ways, but let's say, they do תשובה. So it's mashma in the pasuk, that it's בסדר. So that's Pasuk Yud Ches, L'man asher lo yilmedu eschem Rashi, ha'im asu tshuva misgayrim et ha'rashay l'kablam. So if they do tshuva and they're misgayr, you're allowed to, You're allowed to receive them. You're allowed to accept them. And it's Mefurish in the Gemara and Gittin. Doesn't say Mizgairim. It says that the Goy just is makabel upon himself not to be Ovid Avodah Zarah. If he's makabel upon himself not to be Ovid Avodah Zarah, then you're makabel him. And you accept him. And you don't throw him out. And therefore, Tosin Gittin asks, and Amen Vav Amenalti Maschel Kevan, according to those Shittas, that you're not makabel Shalom. From the Zion Amen and they're killed. So how do you understand this Chazal? The Gemara, there's a mitzvah ein makablim b'shalom. So they have to be killed. So mehechi tesi that if they do tshuva ein ne'erogin. Mehechi tesi if they do tshuva ein ne'erogin, they have to be killed. Is it tamu meod? V'kach hiksha haramban b'ferusho al haTorah. בפרשת שופטים, פסוק י', והפני יהושע דיבר בזה, בגיטין דף מ"ה עמוד א', אבל חשוב לציין שהגרסה בגמרא בסוטה היא לרבו איסקניינים שבחוץ לאורץ, שאם עשו תשובה מקבלו מויסם. The Gemara says that it's not talking about regular קניינים, it's talking about קניינים that are in Canaanites who are in חוץ לאורץ, that if they do תשובה, then we're makabel them. Uvrashi sham divra maschil v'kosvu shelo kosvu kein ela lahodia lezayin umos shebechutz laret shelo nitztavu l'achorim am v'rak oisin shebesoch gvulam nitztavu shefilo oisim tshuva machmas yirahim oisin. So the Rashi explains that when the seven umos are outside of Eretz Yisrael, they're in chutz laret, then there's no mitzvah to kill them. Only those that are within the gvul of Eretz Yisrael, even if they do tshuva, it's not going to help because they're only doing tshuva just because they're afraid of the Jews, not really sincere. But so the only people that are killed, the only time you accept them b'tshuva is when they're in chutz laretz, not when they're in Eretz Yisrael. In the Rabban Sham Tama, Shalarim Sheberetz Yisrael Nemu L'man Yilmedu. שעל זה דרשינן מלמד שהם עשו תשובה מקבלו מויסון. רגע, רגע, רגע. We have את ראשו and למען ילמדו. What's למען ילמדו? So it's in order that you don't learn from their ways. That the Torah says, למען אשר לא ילמדו אסכם לעצוס תוי ויסם. למען אשר ילמדו אסכם לעצוס כל תוי ויסם אשר עצו לאלוהים וחטאתם לשם אלוקיהם. So therefore, kiachreim tachreim achiti amar achiti. So Mamela, it says here that you're not supposed to learn from their ways. So if the word is that you're not supposed to learn from their ways, so then how can it say ha'yamasu tshuva miskayrim? Ha'yamasu tshuva tarashay lekablin. What do you mean ha'yamasu tshuva? What do you mean if they do tshuva, you're allowed to accept them? How can you say that's talking about the shiva amimin in chutz laretz? It's talking here about Lamana Shali Omadu Eskham Koskovets. It's talking about the Canaanim in Eretz Israel. I'm talking about the Canaanim in Chutz Laretz. Notice the Psukim here are talking about Eretz Israel. Rakami Amim Eila Asher Hashem Elokecha Noisin Lecha Nachal Elischai Kol Neshama. Eretz Israel. Ki Achorim Tacharime Machiti Amoiri Achinani Aprizi Achivi Avusi. Vachir Tzivcha Hashem Elokecha. אז איך אפשר לומר שמדובר פה בחוץ לארץ? ברור שמדובר בארץ ישראל. So maybe you see that in Eretz Israel, you are makabel them. But mehechitesi? Mehechitesi, again, according to Rashi, elsewhere we saw that it's only applying in the Sifri v'chule, it's only talking about a mechemes rishus, mechemes mitzvah, you don't accept them, you don't accept their tshuva. Only a Melchemes Rishus, but not the Zion Amimin. And here we're talking about the Zion Amimin. And the Zion Amimin, you do accept them. That if they do tshuva, you accept them. אכן מצד שני, תאמרו על דברי הרמה כמו שקשה לך משנה בסוף דבר רבה לך אלף. שלהדיה בגמר בסויט יש שם לרבס קניינים שבחוץ לארץ שהם עשו תשובה, הרי שלא ימהני תשובה אלא בחוץ לארץ. So the Ramban is making a good point that the Pesukim here are talking about Eretz Yisrael. On the other hand, as the Lacha Mishnah points out, look at the Gemara in Sota. The Gemara in Sota says, L'rabos Kenayim shebechutz la'aretz. But the Kenayim that's talking about the Kenayim in Chutz La'aretz. So Tshuva only works in Chutz La'aretz. Ramban wanted to prove that Tshuva works in Eretz Yisrael. But you see from the Gemara that Tshuva works in Chutz La'aretz. It's not talking about Eretz Yisrael. So we are very, very confused here as to whether it's talking about Melchemes, only Melchemes Rishus, or even Melchemes Mitzvah. And we have steers all over the place. And when do we accept them? Do we accept only the Kenayim and Chutz La'aretz? Do we accept the Kenayim and Eretz Yisrael? We have steers about that also. In the Sefer Dina D'Chaye, he has a Kasha in the Rambam and the Ramban, the Memanavshach. If they do tshuva, if they're makabel design mitzvahs, so then even in Eretz Yisrael they shouldn't be killed, according to the Rambam and the Ramban. According to the Rambam and the Ramban, that even in Eretz Yisrael that we accept the tshuva of the Zayin Amim in, so that's even in Eretz Yisrael they're not killed. And if they don't do tshuva, then they're killed even in Chutz La'aretz. So what's the maile here of Kenayim and Chutz La'aretz? We see in the Gemara that the Kenayim and Chutz La'aretz, we accept their tshuva. So manavshach, if they do tshuva, then we accept even the Kenayim and Eretz Yisrael. And if they're not doing tshuva, then we don't accept the Kenayim and Chutz La'aretz. So what's the maile of Kenayim and Chutz La'aretz that we accept their tshuva? In Eretz Yisrael, we also accept their tshuva. And if they don't tshuva, we don't accept either of them. Both of them are killed. That the sugya and sota is talking about Kenayim and Eretz Yisrael. That's a very, very odd thing to say, because the Lahedja is talking about Kenayim and Chutz La'aretz, not in Eretz Yisrael. So to say it's talking about Kenayim and Eretz Yisrael is against the Gemara. So we are now, Baruch Hashem, even more in the thicket. And Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, we have a little bit more to talk about in the Kasha side. And then we will begin the Mahalach, להסביר את כל הסוגיה בעזרת השם, שיהיה מחוברת כסמלה, אני מקווה מאוד, רק שהשם ייתן כוח ומוח ושמחת חיים, ונראה נפלאות מתורת השם, מתוך שמחה וטוב לבב, מרוב כל, תודה רבה רבה שהאזנתם שלום.